Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do y'all understand that I played football 10 years in the NFL? So when I start talking like I'm talking, it's because I'm still in football mode, so back up off.
I don't understand it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind
of Hugh Douglas.
Brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
Now, I'm going to need y'all help with this, man, because I have no clue about this show or anything like that. But I was, clicking. I think it was the other night. I think it was, Monday night? Sunday night? One of them nights where the Emmys were on. And you know, they were going through the whole, like the Emmy Award winners and all the other stuff. And I saw all the hashtags about the Emmys and everything like that. And one of the shows that won that I was watching was Mayor Easttown. I started watching it, but I never ended up finishing it.
Freaky, this is all you, bud.
Wait a minute, that's not where I'm going, Orin. It's not. Calm your butt down for like 2 seconds.
I jumped in. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, no, it's the Mayor Easttown won a bunch of stuff, and you know everybody was tweeting about that, this and that. This is the one that I'm curious about, and y'all could help me out. There's people on the Solomon Brothers text line, Twitter, y'all could probably help me out too. Ted Lasso, I guess it took home a lot of awards. Like it took home, like that's all everybody was tweeting about. And everybody was talking about how great this show Ted Lasso is. I have not seen that nan one episode of Ted Lasso. But people are swearing by this show. So I got to ask, has anybody seen it? And if you have, what's the draw? Because I guess he has a bunch of cliches, a bunch of lines that he says, or, you know, he has really unique press conferences or whatever that people really, really like this show.
Is that when I jump in here now?
Yeah, you can jump in. Have you seen it?
So first of all, Freaky texted a couple weeks ago how the concept of Ted Lasso started off as NBC was running promos for Premier League Soccer.
Uh-huh. Back, what, like 8 years ago, right?
Yeah, and they used Jason Sudeikis, and he played this coach. So this quirky, Midwestern-y coach.
Uh-huh.
And the promos took off, and Jason Sudeikis and some other writers got together, and they developed an actual series based off of a promo of a coach named Ted Lasso. And it's a guy from Kansas who was a Division II coach.
Well, Wichita State was a Division I program when it was up and running. But yeah,
he's a lower level coach. And
so you mean this fictitious coach was doing fictitious things, John? That's, I guess, that's the point.
But
in a fictitious show, yes.
In a fictitious show. The premise is there's an owner of a football club in England, Richmond FC.
Mm-hmm.
She just got this football
fictitious
team.
Fictitious football club.
Fictitious football club. Fictitious. They play against real football clubs. She got the team in a divorce with her husband. And it was the one thing that her husband loved above everything else was his football club. And she was so determined because he cheated on her. She was so determined to ruin him that she hired a coach who she thought would be a horrible coach and would do a horrible job.
Mm-hmm. And run the team into the ground.
And like the Cleveland, like the first major league. Like, oh, we can just sink this team. But she, I don't think she had goals to sell the team.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sort of like hiring Gabriel Heinze.
Yeah. But Ted Lasso gave them water. they got water from Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso was a water man.
He's
easy
a water
game
man.
Water.
But the thing they didn't, the thing that she didn't realize is that how Lasso is such a heartwarming, lovable coach that the guys, even though they're a horrible team, they start playing really, really hard for him.
It's a cute show. Yeah. I really enjoyed it, Hugh. It's fun. It's fish out of water stuff, right, Oren? I mean, the American, you know, goes in there. It's well written. The lines are well delivered. The only problem.
Hugh,
what's your question
about the show? You're not getting Apple Plus, right?
Who?
Do you even have Apple Plus? Well, I don't understand why you're about to go through how great the show is when we know darn well you ain't going to buy Apple Plus.
First of all,
and you ain't never going to watch
this
show.
First of all, I resent that.
Do you have Apple Plus?
Yes, I do have Apple Plus. It came free with my subscription to my phone, AT&T. I got it. So,
have you set it up? A lot of dead air there, Hugh.
Have I set it up? Yes, I have. Kind of.
I feel like that's an absolute bold-faced lie.
I just didn't finish. I didn't know. I do have – matter of fact, let me pull it up on my phone. I do have Apple TV on my phone.
Can we not set it up during the show?
Let's not do it right now.
No, I'm not setting it up during the show. What I'm saying is I want to see it. Like, if I pull it up, I can just go to – there it is right there. It won 7 Emmys. Oh, I do – okay, I can watch it. I can watch it, like, right now. So, I mean, I'm not going to watch it right now.
I thought it won 4.
Well, on this one, it said winner of 7 Emmys. That's what it says, for outstanding comedy series, Emmy winner Ted Lasso.
It's a very enjoyable show. Jason Sudeikis won
for best comedy series. Brett Goldstein, he also won for best supporting actor, that's all everybody's been talking about was Ted Lasso.
I generally like Ted Lasso though.
That's the thing.
I don't like sports television because I want to get away from it. But in this case, yeah, it works because it's just fun.
There's sports involved. It's not a sports
right.
show.
It's not a hardcore sports either.
People who don't like football can enjoy the series.
Exactly.
Friday
it could be
lights.
Anything. It could be any business. It just happens to be this, and it's funny how he, you know, doesn't know anything about the game, which is what part of the problem with season two is that by now you're going, okay, Ted, you should probably be kind of an expert in soccer by now. You know, I mean, so. And know the teams and everything else, so it, you know, loses that edge a little bit. Yeah, Hugh, you'll absolutely. I mean, you want something nice, light, and enjoyable. That's an easy binge. It's an easy binge. It's fun.
I don't think Hugh's going to get past.
I give
episode
him two
three.
Episodes. Yeah,
well, I'm just, I, well, it's well, a lot of up, it's though. A lot of British conversation and British dialogue and a lot of soccer talk. Like, I don't know. I just don't see Hugh because it's. There are times when you're watching it, it can be a bit of a tougher watch. But
wait a minute. So what y'all saying?
No,
what y'all saying?
I think he's talking about the language.
No, not the language. I don't know if
you talking about my. He talking about my attention span. I think that's what he's saying in the slick type of way.
Not really.
Span.
But do you watch a lot of British humor or British TV shows, Hugh Douglas?
You know what? I watched the original Office. I watched a little bit of that.
If you watched the original Office, you might be a little bit of that.
With Ricky Gervais, yes.
How many episodes is a little bit?
I watched enough to know that the jokes that they were trying to deliver. Weren't that funny?
Yeah, he's so. Out. He's out. Forget about it. Well, don't even set up the account, things. Hugh. Don't even finish your.
Don't even finish your registration.
You're already out.
No, hey. Some of the jokes that they told, I was like, that's not funny.
See, I thought you might like Mayor of Easttown, even though it's kind of
No, I did. I watched Mayor
because,
of Easttown
because of Philadelphia, because of all the scenes in Philadelphia.
No, I watched Mayor of Easttown. I just didn't get a chance to finish watching it because I think it was either Teen Titans had just started back up. Mm-hmm. Or I was watching Power. I was watching Book of Canaan or something. So I can get back to it because I'm on the episode. Well, I don't want to tell if anybody. But I watched quite a bit of Mary Easttown when she tried to blame all that stuff on
Teen Titans. That's what's beating out some of these Emmy
Award
winning
shows. Have you
shows.
Seen, have you seen Teen Titans on HBO? Have you seen it?
I don't have
HBO. I've heard good things about Teen Titans.
Man, listen.
It ain't the Teen Titans that you think it is.
It's very, very graphic and it's very, very violent.
I will say this about Ted Lasso. I think there's a chance that Hugh would stick with it just because of, and John, you know, Roy Kent, the character Roy, that kind of curmudgeonly guy, I think Hugh would maybe
identify
with him.
Really?
And yeah, just sort of, he's a dude who enjoys being alone.
Yeah, but I like
alone.
It. But I like Roy Kent, though. I mean,
really?
He's probably my favorite character of the show.
What you talking about? You like Roy Kent? You don't like me? What you trying to say? Or just compared it to me? You just said it. That's what we doing now? Really?
Ooh-ooh.
Fine. Ooh-ooh. I'm not speaking to you when I come to the studio Friday.
I have to say, you're not speaking to me for the rest of the show. That would make things kind of awkward. The y'all having your own conversations about whatever.
Hey,
no,
yeah, having separate conversations.
I would watch just a couple episodes to you to see if you get into
okay,
it.
Okay, so this is the thing. Because y'all already said I'm probably going to struggle with, like, a couple episodes. So how many struggle episodes am I going to have to watch before I get to a point where I can actually enjoy it?
Four. Like, you got to sit through four.
Damn.
Before you can bail.
Well, seriously? They're only half hour, Hugh.
I don't want to spoil it for you, Hugh Douglas, but the first episode, you're not going to like how it ends.
Okay. That might get me going.
I would definitely watch the first couple, but how the first episode ends, you're not gonna be a fan of how the first episode ends.
Well, I've forgotten how the first episode ended.
Not gonna tell you that, John Freaky, while we're on the air. I'll talk
That's
to you during
talk
the break.
Back's for.
Tell you that during the break, John Freaky. I don't want nobody coming at my neck.
Oh, yeah. No,
I assume, like I said, man, like, I guess a lot of people watched it and they like it because they were asking me, doesn't so-and-so remind you, his press conference remind you of Ted Lasso? I'm like, I don't know what a Ted Lasso press conference looks like.
Well, it's at least the
press conferences are pretty good, I have to admit. You know, he handles the media. Wouldn't
Trent
it be great
Graham
if we had a coach?
Independent?
Trent Graham, the independent.
Trent
Graham. So I guess I got to check
everybody
out.
In the media, and then everybody in the media mocking him. Trent Graham, the independent. Yeah, no, it's I love Ted Lasso. Anyway, Hugh, do your read.
Oh, I forgot about my read, John. Thanks for telling me. Where is my read? I got to find it. Because the thing just stopped. Okay,
Show
back to school means back to focus. Save 20% online and in-store through September 26th at the Georgia Hemp Company. Locations in Decatur, Sandy Springs, Woodstock, or thegeorgiahempcompany.com.
Braves.
Read the show sheet.
Braves taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks. And we'll tell you where we stand as time is a-wasting here. Last 12, 13, 14 games, depending on how you look at it, for the Atlanta Braves. Next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Swing and a drive by Duvall. Way back in left center. How far is that one going? To the concourse. Wow, a mammoth home run. Duvall keeps his hit streak alive. And the Braves have blown it open.
I kind of gotten to what I would call like one of the, like a very strong position as far as like when I made contact with the ball. Like, you know, we try to get into that position all the time, but obviously the pitcher's goal is to disrupt timing and space in the swing. But that was probably, I mean, that was the purest ball that I've hit in my big league career. So
it was a mammoth shot, 483 feet for Adam Duvall, fourth August home run in the majors this year. Welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Duvall keeps putting up, you know, huge numbers, 37th home run this year so far. He and Rosario hit home runs in the last game against San Francisco, and then they each hit home runs in the first game against Arizona. So the two hot bats right now are Duvall and Rosario. Now we just got to get the rest of the lineup going. Though Freddie did have three hits yesterday, and Austin Riley had three hits and three RBIs. So, I mean, they had 11 runs, so a little bit better. And now we said this, Hugh, the Braves went through a stretch where they went 8-12, I think, in a 20-game stretch. And mm-hmm. So suddenly, you know, we know that they have the potential to get hot, and right now would be a really good time for them to get hot and rip off a whole bunch of wins in Arizona and then head to San Diego and get a few of those games against the Padres. Because what you want to do is you're four games ahead of Philadelphia in the loss column, seven games between now and the start of the Phillies series, and I would like to be four games up in the loss column when you're playing them. That way, you know, you're guaranteed to be in the lead.
Yeah,
right.
You get a little comfort. You want a little cushion. That's what you want, John. You want a little cushion because it's going to be a little bit of a push. And then you also going into the playoffs, you want some momentum. You want a little bit more momentum. You know, you want to have a little bit of a win streak, you know, like wind in your sails, if you will, going into the playoffs.
Right. As like the St. Louis Cardinals right now, who are, they're the hottest team in baseball at the moment, and they're you know, certainly looking like a, you know, almost a lock at the moment to be a playoff team. Granted, to be a wild card team, but a playoff team nonetheless. And then you know, the Dodgers and San Francisco out there fighting. You know what's funny about that, Hugh, is that one of those teams could win 105 games and end up in a one game wild card.
Oh, that's man. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You know, you win 105 games. What do you get for it? You get a host of wild card game, one game, and you're either one or done. I mean, that's the way it is. And look, the Yankees are fighting to even make the wild card game at the moment. So, you know, look, the Dodgers and Giants are in better, because obviously one of them is going to win the division.
You said the Yankees are fighting for one?
The Yankees are fighting to make the wild card.
Look good as they look when we played against them.
I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they may not make the playoffs. Yeah, Yankees might not make the playoffs because they're in a dogfight in that division with other teams. And so we'll see how it kind of plays out last week of the year. The Braves have kind of an oddity of schedules here. They're going to pitch Jesse Chavez in a bullpen game today in Arizona, though yesterday kind of sort of after Oscar Noah gave up three runs, turned into somewhat of a bullpen game. The reason they're doing that is they're trying to protect their starters because they go to San Diego. They have to play an extra game in San Diego. The extra game is a pickup game of a game that was rained out in Atlanta where the Braves are down 5-4 in that game. And then there's the rainout against Colorado that just happened last Sunday, and we don't know how that's going to affect, you know, potentially if we get into a tie situation for the wild card over the division, what's going to happen with that Colorado game? Do they have to make that game up in order to determine, you know, playoff position? They may have to, Hugh. And so we'll see with the Braves going forward, you know, what happens in terms of the scheduling. But right now, if you take care of your business, you don't have to worry about it. Hopefully, Hugh, that Colorado game is not anything that the Rockies or the Braves have to even think about. They can just, okay, it's gone.
Just take care of your business. Yeah, yep. Bottom line, just take care of your business. And, man, just get ready to go to the playoffs. That's all you have to do. Take care of your business, get ready for the playoffs.
And the Braves continue to tinker with their lineup. They've been, you know, dropping Ozzie down a little deeper in the lineup here, trying to kind of figure out how this is all going to work in order to jumpstart the offense, because the offense just got stagnant over the last 20 games. And hopefully this moving Ozzie down to number three will help a little bit, you know, and batting Freddie, you know, in front of him. And so hopefully we get a little bit of that too, because Ozzie's been all over the map from batting cleanup to batting leadoff because of the injury situation to the team. And it's a luxury, I think, that you have when you do have a deep lineup like they do, to be able to kind of experiment a little bit, even at this late stage in the year. So we'll see kind of how all that plays out here. For the Braves, you know, Austin Riley, again, red hot in terms of his season. Adam Duvall, red hot. Adam Duvall's putting up almost MVP-like numbers, Hugh, but nobody will talk about him for MVP for two reasons. One, because there's other guys putting
on the, two people on the roster with MVP, like, pedigree, right? Austin and Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Duvall's numbers are far bigger than either of those, and his batting average is not quite as great, you know, in terms of that. But from a slugging standpoint, yeah, I mean, Adam Duvall, you wish you would have had him all year. We wish we would have kept him, Hugh. Really wish we would have kept him, but you didn't. And then Ozuna happened, and then he got him back. But I'm glad we got him back, so now you keep him next year.
Yeah, great comeback story. Well, great get-back story, I guess that's what you would call it.
Because this guy can rake. I mean, 37 home runs, 107 RBIs. You know, on pace to hit, you know, 42 and drive in, you know, near 120 runs. I mean, those are big time production numbers from Adam Duvall, and he doesn't get cheated either, Hugh. Good God, he hits home runs and they are big shots. Adam Duvall gets these mammoth home runs, and I'm liking Eddie Rosario a lot. I'm thinking next year Eddie Rosario sticks with this team, and I'm thinking DH. That's what I'm thinking with Eddie Rosario.
But you know, you still haven't figured out the whole Marcell Ozuna situation. That's still up in the air.
No, you haven't.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but you, it looks like from all reports that he's going to have an opportunity. Now, whether or not the Braves want to take advantage of that, that's up to them. But it looks like he's going to have an opportunity to come back and play. Now, I don't know what the Braves do with that, John, but, you know, I mean, it looks like, you know, he's going to have to go to, like, anger management classes. And they take it from there.
Yeah, so much is riding on that video, isn't it?
I don't know what's on the video, John.
Yeah, and neither do I.
I guess it's not enough for them to prosecute.
Right.
I mean, if you're talking about the court of public opinion, I don't know how much the Braves, how much weight that the Braves will put on that, you know, as far as whether or not they'll let him play. You know, that could potentially carry some weight, but if it's not enough to put him behind bars or prosecute him, I mean, you got to think it's not that bad. I mean, one would think that. I don't know, but one would think that.
Yeah, that's what I would think too. But again, we don't know what's on the videotape. We are going to see the videotape, and it will be interesting to have that released to the public. At least that's what they've told us. They're releasing the public. We haven't seen it yet. I thought we might see it by now, but we haven't seen it yet. But they say they're releasing the videotape that the Sandy Springs police took. Yeah, because the initial reports were like, you know, he was, you know, trying to kill her. And Sandy, you know, Sandy Springs, and then he kept saying, no, 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 they've got it all wrong. Turns out, you know, you got to give him credit, because at least in that part he was right. You know, we're still paying him. You've got a $65 million contract, and we're still paying him. We the Braves,
yeah, that's what I'm
him.
Saying. You got it, and you got to figure out what you're going to do with that. I hear what you're saying about Rosario and the DH, but that was supposed to be Ozuna, you know. So you know, you see, you know, what you're going to do with that.
No, I think it's a fair point. And, you know, that I still like to see, you know, Eddie Rosario stick with this team for next year, because you could put Adam Duvall in center. We've seen he could play center field. And if Acuna's healthy, you could put him in right, and you could put Rosario in left and have Ozuna be your DH. Boy, that's – I mean, we're talking with Riley, and presuming you re-sign Freeman, with Dansby, Ozzie, and Darnold, everybody in that lineup, Hugh, is capable of hitting 30 to 40 home runs. Everybody. I mean, that's a murderer's row of a lineup. Everybody on that lineup can hit 30 or more home runs. A couple of those guys probably close to 50. Whew. I mean, it could be bombs away next year with that team. I mean, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself. I wanted to see what this season does first.
You did get ahead of yourself, John. That's why I kind of just sat back and just listened to what you were saying. I was like, wait a minute. Weren't we just talking about potentially, you know, the playoffs this year and the beginning of the playoffs? And then we went from that to talking about the potential lineup.
Yeah, I know. At the moment, right, you got to get this. So we get to see what the Braves do against the Diamondbacks. This is, you know, got a little bit of a break yesterday with the Orioles beating the Phillies. Didn't expect that, Hugh, because the Orioles are so bad.
Yeah, I thought, because like going into that series, John, a lot of people, well, I thought definitely that, you know, that was going to be like a little vacation for the Braves. I mean, excuse me, the Phillies. And then, you know, that was going to put a little bit of pressure on the series between the Braves and the Phillies. But no, they did not take care of their business. They did not take care of their business at all.
Right, they got shut out by the Orioles 2-0 yesterday. So, Baltimore, thank you very much. Hopefully you can give us another little bit of help today. And we start pointing towards, the Braves. Maybe they've won two in a row. Maybe let's see if they can build on that, beat Arizona again, because there's a little bit of payback for what happened earlier in the year with Arizona. The Braves then will play another game against Arizona, and then they'll play this kind of 3/4 thing against San Diego and then return home. And you have the Phillies and Mets in the final six games at Truist Park. And I certainly hope – I think the best of all worlds, obviously, is to have the series, the division wrapped up by the time Philadelphia leaves Atlanta, and then those last three games against the Mets are, they're kind of pointless. At the moment, the Braves would play the Milwaukee Brewers – to open the playoffs in the National League. Four games up with a loss column. Let's hope they can hang on to that. Andy and Randy hanging on to this top of the hour on Sports Radio 92 on the game at Odyssey.com.
Now, your game traffic from the Game Time Traffic Center. Powered by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Hey, Stephanie Stahl with ATL Traffic Lady. Good morning to you. Still some slowdowns on a lot of corridors this morning. 285 headed west, ramping 85 southbound. South of town, trying to get down towards Flat Shoals Road. Have that crash working. Also 75 north, you're still busy out of Morrow, heading past Forest Parkway. Downtown Connector delays begin just after Langford, heading all the way through the Grady Curve. 20, it's going to be busy inside the perimeter as you head over towards the connector itself, ramping in and coming in on the east side. You're lining up out of Lithonia, past Panola Wesley Chapel, and a 285. Problem up ahead is the crash right at the 285 interchange. From the Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Stephanie Stallworth on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Kind of calm before the storm, though. It seems like a lot of teams are going to be out of town. A lot of road stuff. Georgia on the road, and the Braves are on the road. Falcons are on the road. United's on the road. So kind of a quieter weekend in and around Atlanta, though there's going to be a ton of high school football. And if you haven't checked out the High School Football Scoreboard Show with Chris Parker and Sam Crenshaw, Friday nights at 7 o'clock, you need to. Really cool. All the prep action around the Atlanta area. Updated live scores and more with Sam and Chris. 7 o'clock in the High School Scoreboard Show on Friday nights on Sports Radio 92 on the game. And, somebody who used to do a high school scoreboard show, I used to enjoy those, Hugh. I used to enjoy, high school football is, so good around here and so much fun and, so competitive that it's, if you have a chance and you're in the area and you, maybe you don't even have a kid at the school, but, if you're a football fan and you're not going to some of these games to check out these teams, I think some fans who have just moved here, Hugh, would be surprised if they went to a Georgia high school game, the level of the quality of the players. I think they might actually be surprised.
Ooh, if you don't know nobody, that seems a little creepy to me. I mean, just being
It's definitely
tank.
Creepy.
What, you wouldn't just go to a game?
Just hanging out. Hey, I don't know anybody. I'm just going to the high school game. Just don't mind me. I'm just the guy or gal just here looking at high school.
So you got to know somebody to go to a college game or what?
College is totally different than going to a high school game, John. I mean, in my opinion. I mean, if you want to go hang out at high school games and not know anybody and go, I mean, that's cool. Even at college games, if I go, like, I'm going with people I know. It's not like, I don't know anybody went to school. I mean, I know people that went to school there, and I'm going with them. But just to be hanging out at somebody's school, just pull up and go to the game? Nah, that just seems creepy to me.
Well, I've done that quite a bit.
Oh, wow. Don't tell nobody. Warren, clip that off. Well, I mean, clip that off.
I want to go see the atmosphere. I want to go see the – I'm a college football fan.
Right-click, save ass, you, Devin? Is that what you just said?
No, no. I mean, don't dump that. I meant to say dump it. Don't nobody – my partner's not creepy. That's creepy, John. That is kind
of don't worry, Hugh. The statute of limitations has run out on John's creepiness. We're all good here.
And also, the statute of limitations. Like when I was
working up in D.C. I didn't know anybody that I wanted to go see. You know, this is go see a Maryland game. You go see a Maryland game. Just
And college is like I said, John. College is different. Hanging out at high schools, going to the game. I ain't about to do that. Like every high school game that I even thought that I might go to, it was I knew somebody. You know what I mean? I knew like the AD or
I went
or
to a middle school game, but I went with my girlfriend who's a middle school teacher.
Yeah, I mean you got to be affiliated. You know, I mean, yeah, you can't just be going to like you just look. I just think you look in this day and age, you look a little suspect.
Whose parents are you?
Oh, why are you here?
You ain't got a kid here?
Why are you here, sir?
Hey, look, I'd buy a radar gun just so I could go to a baseball game and not look weird. I'd have to just hold it every once in a while.
Bring a big old bucket of seeds with
oh,
you, too.
Oh, I'm just a scout here with radar.
Like, that radar gun doesn't have batteries. It's not even turned on. No, it's turned on.
That's creepy. That's creepy.
But if you're living in the town, like, when I was in California, I would go to watch San Clemente High play football and basketball, even though, obviously, my daughter was in grade school at the time. She was in first grade, second grade, but I would go watch San Clemente High.
That's a little creepy.
I had nobody there. I mean, just
you would leave her at home, and just you, or you would take her.
Well, I when she got older, when she was like a fourth grader, I took her to the basketball games.
Textbook segment about neglecting parent, all kind of weird parents.
You don't need to defend when you take your daughter somewhere, or your wife or girlfriend, or your brother, or
No. There needs to be some defense. Like, no, you can't take kids certain places, Abe.
No, we're talking about high school.
You can't
school
take
sport,
them to the strip club.
Oh, about to say that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Make sure we're clarifying.
If you stop yelling at Sean in the background, maybe you can pay attention.
I'm listening right now, Abe Gordon.
What's going on?
That's why I need a clarification. Ain't nobody yelling at Sean.
You can't go to any. I won't say you can't. Clearly, John can. I'm not going to any of these events solo dolo.
And you don't know no kids?
Like, Hugh Douglas, restaurant inside eating by yourself, yes or no?
Oh, no, I'm not about to do that.
Oh, of course.
I got a story.
Absolutely. No, sure, we're aware you're up for it, John. We know that.
I
admit that I'm
you're different.
In my previous
job,
Ricky,
I'm an introvert, so I do a lot of things, solo dolo.
In my previous job, Ricky, I had to go and get footage of a museum for a movie we were doing.
Oh, mm-hmm. You're creepy.
But I had to go up there by myself, and I had to set up far, far away. And it was like three or four different schools had kids in the front. So
like,
I'm like,
on, what you doing?
I'm like 100 feet away with a video camera videotaping, and I'm like, nah, I got to go.
Who is the big
leave
black guy with the porn stash in the afro?
Like, I gotta
looks
leave,
creepy
man
to me.
Like, I gotta leave. And it's one of those days too that like I maybe didn't look like the most non-weird.
You look creepy.
Yeah, I look creepy. So I was like, I had to feel.
You mean
the side
you didn't
of the
exactly
building
give off a professional vibe?
So Abe, you don't go to restaurants by yourself?
Not with
I'll
that
go to
Ron
a restaurant
Jimmy
and sit in like the bar area, but I won't go to a restaurant and like get a table. A
table for one. Ooh.
Like a table for one, like. I don't know if this counts. You maybe you can rule this out.
They'll feel sorry
if
for
I
you
sat outside with Chipper, my dog.
That's different.
That's different.
That's different.
Right?
That's different.
But, and even like if I go to like a Chili's or something in the bar area, that's fine too. But like getting a booth solo, like being waited on, no. Oh. I mean,
I do all the time.
I do some of the, like, I'll go to movies by myself. Right. I feel like that's a little bit
different.
That's different.
I'm
there to enjoy the film.
No, that's different. Okay.
Like, if I go to a restaurant, I'm just looking at my phone for 40 minutes, waiting on some overpriced food. Like, what am I doing?
The thing is, though, if you go to a restaurant and you ask for a table by yourself, and you stare at your phone for 40 minutes as a waiter, I'm going to assume that you got stood up.
Yeah.
And that's why you're looking at your phone, because you're trying to figure out where the person who's supposed to come and hang out with you is.
Honestly, the waiter thinking I was stood up is a much, much less pathetic story than me going there by myself anyways. I'd rather they assume I got stood up. Maybe they feel bad for me. Maybe they give me an extra shot in my drink. Maybe they, you know, extra scoop of ice cream on the brownie. Who knows? I'd much rather them think that I got stood up.
Yeah, at that point, I'm assuming like, ooh.
I guess it's just different when you're married. I mean, I don't worry about it so much. I mean,
hey, you write the feng shui, though. See, you don't know you're married, though. It just, you just look creepy.
Well, I do have a ring, Hugh. I mean,
but don't nobody, I mean, okay,
everybody,
John.
Just sniping in on your ring and looking?
Yeah. John, you're sitting there married at a high school football game by yourself. You still look creepy, dog. I'm just being honest. That's still a creepy look.
What's your outfit, John, at the high school game? What's your outfit?
He wearing the Air Monarchs.
Jumpsuit.
You got on some Air Monarchs,
definitely a
John.
Jumpsuit. Matching top, matching bottom jumpsuit.
Don't put him in a jumpsuit.
Like he's a PE coach.
Oh, no. Does he have a whistle?
No, he's not actually a PE coach.
I'm just saying,
John. That just looks weird to me. That's a weird look. I'm just saying.
The funny thing is, the one place I don't go alone are bars. I don't drink alone.
Well, in public.
You're not George Thorogood?
You definitely drank alone last weekend.
Well, I mean at home, yeah. Well, but publicly, yes.
Yeah, about that.
I don't drink alone, correct.
My dude over here taking down cases of wine.
Yeah.
Cases.
Are you slapping killing. The bag? Are not you drinking
We don't drink
wine?
By the bottle in this household. John, we drink by the
killing
by the pallet.
Killing his Malbecs last weekend.
Well,
no,
Abe, next time you get a date, let me know so I can.
See, that was a shot.
John Fricky.
I could get you a booth at the Chili's.
Hold
okay?
up. That, like well, on the slide, Abe be dating on the creep, on the slick. He be dating.
No,
be dating.
I mean, yeah, is he really?
Yeah, he date.
I don't know why Hugh gets all of these.
Abe fraternizes, right? He might not date, but he fraternizes.
He ain't hanging out at no high school games by him damn self, that's for sure. He ain't doing that.
I might ask them while I'm at the sports bar to put the high school football game on.
But you're not going to actually go and hang out.
At the game, no. At the bar, yes.
If I go to a high school game, I'm not going to lie. I'm going with a friend's, I had Juan and his wife. Their son played football.
A Trot son, for example.
Yeah, and I'm at the first question I'm on my mind, hey, any single moms there?
Oh, Lord.
Because I'm looking for the alley-oop. I'm looking for an alley-oop.
Hugh would have to go to one of these games alone because no one's going to be out there with
him. Can't you just internet date these days? Match.com or something?
No, it don't work like that.
E-Harmony.
No, it don't work like that. You got to get an alley-oop. Sometimes you need an alley-oop. Sometimes you need somebody to feed you the rock. Or sometimes you just shoot a deep three and see what happens. You know what I mean?
So you're saying at these high school games there are a bunch of slam dunks? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm just saying there's a lot of single moms at high school games that really are, you know.
Yeah, how would you know?
Are these alley-oops or are these half-court shots?
These sound like
half-court heaves.
These are like it all depends because if you got to go with somebody. These are wild assists.
These are doesn't shots. Sound like you beat the defense down the floor and
these
you got
no,
open layups.
These are assists.
He's on pulling up on the break 1-on-4, Hugh Douglas by himself. Dog, just wait for some help, man. Nah, I had to fire it up.
Gotta,
I had to fire it up. Now,
shoot,
man.
Shoot
a shoot.
You
got hand, man.
In the background. You by yourself. You by yourself.
Shoot a shoot, bro. Shoot a shoot.
Hey, active shooter in the building. Hey, I'm a shoot. I'm a shoot. And it's almost cupping season, too. Come on, man.
Whole crowd looking at him. Airball.
Hey, listen, man. You missed 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Looking around like, you just could have waited, man. Could have come down and
you gotta shoot,
pass
man.
It off. You just,
hey,
and I could have given you a better shot.
Hey, man, it's cuffing season. You know, it's right around the corner, man. Hey, you got to take them shots, even if you get shot down. I done got shot down quite a lot more than the shots I make, but I'm going to still shoot. I'm going to keep shooting.
Oh, yeah, we all have. You
yeah, keep shooting.
That's the way it works.
Keep shooting. Keep shooting.
All right. Well, this mess here. Hang on. This is what I think of this show.
Hey, just stop hanging out at high school games, John. It ain't a good look.
Okay. What a way to go out today, guys. Let's go ahead and put a bow on this mess, yes.
Love you guys,
too. Andy Randy coming up next. Everybody have a safe and wonderful day, and do not hang out at high schools by yourself. Peace.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.